great. Jeff is here for a few more weeks, and then we're going to do an official kind of send out when Lori can be here next week. But Jeff's got some stuff on his heart about the life of disciples. Is that on? Are we going live by? So go ahead and share, buddy.
Yeah. Is this thing on? All right. All right, Father, I just ask that you would help me right now, Lord, to keep people moving forward and not take anyone backwards. And I ask this in Jesus' name. You know, when I've been talking in front of people for a long time, and when I have a chance to think about talking in front of people, my armpits sweat. Now, if you know me, I'm also very spontaneous, and if I was sitting in the back and I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me to come down here and sing the Star Spangled Banner on a unicycle, I would have no problem doing that. So, bit of an enigma, and I have a lot to say about this, so I hope it's not too scattered, but I think what's going to happen is I'm going to do a little bit of a slideshow. I'm going to say some things, and this is the sort of topic that could be developed for months. But Sam asked me to talk about that disciples go and they do acts of justice. When you look at the Great Commission, I think there was about 500 disciples that were gathered. It wasn't just the apostles. There was about 1,200 disciples. And he said, go to the disciples. And there's a part of discipleship that's those two letters. I had a t-shirt one time that said, what part of go don't you understand? And I'm so excited. I was, you know, last week, all these young people going out, and that Sandy lady, I mean, she's nuts. She's the one over in Egypt. I mean, my hero. I'm just so excited about the outward thrust and the going. But there is so much going to do. There's lots of going to do. There's all kinds of going. And if making disciples is a standing order, so is going. And I think we're really in the time, if I do believe that this is the Joshua season. And it's not just for this church. I think it's for the church. It's a Joshua season. And I think we've gotten down pretty good church-centric ministry, which is heaven-ordained and absolutely essential. That's what so much of the fivefold ministry is about, is developing the saints, producing disciples. But there's an outward thrust, and it's really important. When there is not an outward thrust, what happens is the church, at best, becomes monastic, and they live in a bubble. That's a Selah. At worst, it becomes Pharisaical, and we will ad nauseum debate doctrine with each other and divide over doctrine. We become stagnant, and we become inbred. But that is not us. That is not us, because the Holy Spirit is leading us. And I so want to encourage you to go. There are things we can default to. It's pretty cool to go to Africa or Egypt or Mauritania or India. But there's all kinds of going that needs to be done. Read Matthew 25. I was so pleased to hear about Jonathan out of the prison. He told me that there are many, 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 many that are just crying out for someone to come and mentor them. That's another word for disciple them. The need is great. The nursing homes are full of lonely people. Read Matthew 25. We can always default to these. I think sometimes as a prophetic people, and I'm talking about myself here, all this applies to me, by the way. As a prophetic people, we're always waiting on some sort of a word from the Lord to go do something. And I think there's some marching orders in here that we can always default to. And we've gotten, again, we're awesome with serving one another. But we need to ride out and begin to demonstrate Christ. We want discipleship with demonstration. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. One time, when we were living in North Carolina, I built myself a prayer shack. I had some timber, and I built myself a prayer shack. I even ran wire to it. I mean, it was way out there in the woods, and I ran a 12-2 deal, I think that's what it was, and I had me a light out there. Man, it was an awesome spot out in the oak trees. And I would go out there, and I would just seek the Lord, and I would wait on the Lord, and I would cry out, God, I got to see your face. I know people who have seen your face. I want to see your face. And I haven't stopped asking to see his face, but I was doing that for a long time. And it's a funny thing. The Lord had gotten me involved in the life of a black man in a nursing home named Leon Pettis. And I had begun to visit him and become his friend. And I was praying and praying and praying and praying, Jesus, Lord, show me your face. And clear, clear, as he was standing in front of me, I saw Leon. That's a Selah. Lord, When did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When were you in prison? When were you sick or lonely and we visited you? We didn't know it, Lord. When were we doing these things? And Jesus is calling these. I don't think he was talking about people in the church. He was calling them the least. So, be encouraged. It's a Joshua season. The need is great. There are so many creative ways for us to begin to demonstrate Christ. If you're being discipled by somebody, and they are not getting you into places where you are demonstrating, say, I want to do some stuff. That's okay. That's what Jesus did. He took them, he showed them, he got them engaged. And if you're discipling someone, just pray. Ask the Holy Spirit, how can I take this person and get them engaged? Amen. Yeehaw.
Amen. Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Perfect.